As you saw this morning, I have a habit of gathering up a lot of books. I will admit it looks good. I can't say that I get the opportunity to read every one of them, and I'm currently struggling to fit them all onto my bookshelves. But I don't often get the chance to read autobiographies. But one that I did read and enjoy was entitled Mud, Sweat, and Tears by the adventurer Bear Grylls. It looks thick, but it's got big print, so it's okay. Grylls is a professing Christian, and he worships at Holy Trinity Brompton Church in London when he's there. And he's also an ambassador for Alpha, the course that explores Christianity and things of the gospel. And in this autobiography that he's written, he gives his testimony of coming to faith. But if you ever get the chance to hear him give his testimony in person, then you'll hear an amazing story of how God worked in his life. When giving his testimony, the explorer and mountaineer describes once suddenly falling 1,000 feet into a crevasse and cartwheeling over and over. The ice pounding on him from above briefly knocked him out, and when he came round, he found himself gently penduluming, if that's such a word, but it's his word, on the end of his rope. Panicking, he tried to clutch the walls, and he prayed the rope wouldn't break. And it didn't. It was only a second or two before he fell that he'd actually clipped the rope on, but it was that rope that saved his life. Grylls could do nothing but turn to the Lord. He couldn't depend on anything. He wasn't even depending on that rope in which he was swinging from, that rope that he'd only clipped on just a matter of moments ago. That rope had meant nothing to him seconds before, and now was his very lifeline. Grylls will tell you that it may practically have been the rope that saved him, but it was God's answer to prayer that truly saved his life. And the reason that I tell you that story is because as we have been looking at the Psalms over these recent weeks, in the past 2 months, it's been the same message. I have to admit, I said to Pamela the other day, I'll be glad when this series is over. The Psalms can say quite a lot the same, and over the number of weeks, you can only say the same thing a few different ways. But there's a reason why they say the same thing, and it's because we're human, because we easily forget. And so God has this for us in systematic order so that we not only just hear it once, but twice, three times, four times, again and again, so we will never forget who he is. Dangling at the bottom of that rope, in that crevasse, Grylls knew there was only one person who could save him. And during David's fugitive years, of which Psalm 56 is another, he has felt the same. He may not have physically fell down into a crevasse and be dangling on a rope, but time and again, David has demonstrated his belief that that's what's holding him. This thin little rope, saving him from falling into the pit of his enemies. Of course, David giving us the image that it is God who sustains him. The rope that saved him in such extreme circumstances, according to verses 4 and 10, was in fact the very word of God. It is that word that he recalls again and again. In fact, it's that word that David sings of what he believes about his Savior. You see, when human words failed him, David knew that God's word never did. It is, as Hebrews was to put it centuries later in Hebrews 6, verses 19 to 20, we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And consequently, Hebrews tells us whatever we face, whatever it may be, we can do it with hope and with courage as we rely on the truth of God's word. It's God's word that tells us who Jesus is. It's God's word that reveals to us what he's done. It is God's word that is the truth. And it is now Psalm 56 that allows us to express it in song. The title of this old psalm links with David's experience of danger at the hands of the Philistines when he fled from Saul for refuge in Gath. And we read that in 1 Samuel 21 and verses 10 to 15. And that's the introduction there that tells you the time in which it was set. It was Saul's persecution as much as it was the Philistines' suspicion and oppression that put David at risk. And so this particular psalm seems to focus primarily on the Philistine threat because it mentions peoples in verse 7, a term that's used for people who are not the people of God, the covenant community. And more generally, for us, this song is a case that whenever we face troubles, no matter what peoples come to harm us, we can rely on a God who is faithful to his worshiping community. And we're going to look at this psalm in four parts, an overall title of In God I Trust. And so we'll go through it in four sections to see what we can learn this evening. And the first one is Man Tramples on Me. And David begins with an earnest prayer in the midst of his circumstances, and he sets his mind on the right response. And verses 1 to 2 there tell us of how he feels his enemies are upon him. He says, "Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me all day long. An attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly."